One would think the title of Patriotic Girl would be a good thing. However, the general public was appalled by her, so much so it's hard to find her anywhere, except for here, of course. The story of a very controversial figure is this edition of The American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
If you're old enough to remember the 1940s, you might remember a young lady that promoted Dr. Pepper soda.
This is Pretty Peggy Pepper. She was the face of Dr. Pepper in the early 40s. She was a teenage model from New York, chosen to be the face of Dr. Pepper.
But as Kenny Horton explains, Pretty Peggy Pepper, a real tongue twister to say, lasted but a few years. Here at the old Dublin Bottling Works, owner Billy Kloster hosted an event every year to have a local Pretty Peggy Pepper, an event that revived the character in 1991. Having a national model sell Dr. Pepper was not something new. In fact, there was quite a controversial figure promoting the product in the war years.
This is Patriotic Girl. Now, unlike Pretty Peggy Pepper, she wasn't a real person. Just a cardboard cutout you put in your drugstore cafe to advertise for Dr. Pepper.
With a name like Patriotic Girl, and with a global war at hand, you'd think the character would have been quite popular. But there was a problem.
She only lasted a few months, and you might be able to guess why by looking at her. She's not dressed quite right for 1940, and she was wearing a two-piece here. Very big deal back then. So many people got angry about this piece that they eventually ordered that these be removed from the stores they were in, and many people even destroyed theirs.
But Billy Kloster owned the bottling plant here, recognized the artifact it would become, and maybe the beauty the fictional Patriotic Girl possessed, and he hung on to his poster.
He didn't throw anything away that said Dr. Pepper on it. Held on to this piece, and she's one of two left in the world that we know of.
The Dublin Bottling Works has quite a museum. Pop originally came in a very small bottle compared to today's sizes. You can see a 10-ounce family-sized bottle here today, along with many other interesting pieces of soda and Dr. Pepper history. Traveling the countryside in Dublin, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.